Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Pedestrians in Massachusetts who were stopped, frisked, and arrested by police may now have grounds on which to challenge the charges. The state's highest court ruled earlier this week that defendants can challenge those charges on the grounds of racial bias. Boston University law professor Jerry Leonard joins me now to talk about this ruling. And we should note that BU holds WBUR's broadcast license. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
So big question to start out with. What are the implications of this ruling?
So the implications of this ruling in the abstract makes it a little bit easier to challenge one's prosecution for any offense that you're charged with by showing that the police selected you as a target of investigation based in part on your race. And you're allowed to do this even though the police may have had a perfectly fair reason, what the law calls reasonable suspicion, to stop you, and even though they, in fact, discovered adequate evidence of your crime.
What do we know about what defendants who allege racial discrimination by police have to show in order for judges to overturn charges?
The growth in the law in this case is that you can bring relatively little evidence of racial discrimination and sort of shift the burden to the state to prove that the officers in the case were not actually acting on the basis of race. So this case itself, these facts are not great facts for showing racial motivation, because these defendants were in fact stopped because they were Black, but because the police were told that the description of the shooters was two young Black males in Black hoodies. So it's not wrong to be looking for Black males when that's the description. There are other kinds of cases where it would be much easier to show racial motivation. So you don't have a description of the defendants as one racial identity or another. But the problem is that you don't get such clean cases very often.
So the ruling this week is based on an earlier decision. The SJC ruled in 2020 that drivers have the right to challenge charges based on racial discrimination. So could that ruling and this one, could they apply to other types of searches beyond those of pedestrians and drivers?
One of the strong points in this ruling is that it is not just an extension from car stops to pedestrian stops, which seems like a fairly obvious extension, but the court makes a point of saying that this applies to police investigations generally. What it also points out, though, is that this kind of ruling does not apply, for example, to prosecutors. The courts presume that prosecutors behave appropriately in good faith in all their decision-making. The doctrine here does make an important move with respect to the police, subjecting all police investigation to this new rule in principle, but it really draws a hard line around that when we know that there are questions about prosecution.
What does this decision say about the direction the SJC is moving in recent years when it comes to policing and race?
For all my skepticism of what the SJC is capable of doing in addressing systemic problems, clearly, they have been motivated in a number of cases to try and do what they can in the way of pushing back on the racial disparities embedded in the criminal system as it is. The SJC has taken a road quite distinct from that of the Supreme Court. The actual systemic effects of the court's holdings are to be seen, and I'm a little skeptical that they can really have a systemic effect.
Jerry Leonard is a Boston University law professor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.